a shelf that would jut out above the fireplace. You call that the
mantle.
Did you ever hear anybody call that the fireboard?
Yes. Lots of people did call it the fireboard.
Say that too,
we always just said the mantle.
That was what you thought. But that's what I wondered if anybody around here. Well, what about what they call that big old piece of wood that they put in there? That would burn like for several days.
Oh, backlog.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Lord, everybody managed to have a backlog. That kept the fire, you see, that backlog, they could kind of hollow out next to it, don't you see? And you'd have a bed of coals to start your fire in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
That was the idea of having that, you see. And if you could manage to keep your backlog, why you always, and you just about have to have one every day, too, in real cold weather. They'd manage to pull it enough forward that you could put on your backlog at night, you see, and put your coals next to it. Well, you just nearly had your fire built.
Oh, well, that is interesting.
Well, what would they start the fire with? Did they have little pieces of wood to start? Well, yeah. Oh, yes.
That kindling had to be
gathered in, the same as the wood. Yeah, we had to find some little stuff to, for kindling, you see. But now I can remember when we didn't have matches. We'd have little, we'd get birthday almanacs. And I've sit by the fireside many a time and rolled those. You can just make a little, just like you drink straws out of cold drink now. We could just roll them down, you know, and that is candlelight. You go to a coal of fire and light that, and you can go around and light the others, you see. There wasn't no matches. And my mother made vinegar for the whole neighborhood.
Oh, she did.
She would. She had a 5-gallon jug, and they called it the mother. They put mother. Did you ever see that or hear of it?
No,
well, it looked kind of like a spoon. It's just an old sponge. Well, if you ever got that built, then you could every time she. Well, then we used sorghum molasses, you see. If she rinsed a bucket that had molasses, she put it in that vinegar jar, don't you see?
Well, isn't it?
And I've had people, I can remember when I was a little bitty girl, one woman come and wanted some of that mother to start her jug of vinegar. She wanted to do it, and couldn't everybody make it. Some people couldn't make
vinegar.
It wouldn't do for them. But mother, she always managed to have.
In that manner.
And they called it mother. I don't know why they called that spongy thing mother.
I'm gonna write that down.
And that's the way they made it. They just they had this sorghum molasses. Anything that had any sweet about it, they put it in there, don't you see?
I sure
didn't
know that. Well, when the fireplace, when you clean it out, did you have to clean it out?
Oh, yes. We'd have to take out the ashes. We'd just bring us in an old, big old bucket or something or other. And we always had a shovel and tongs and things sitting by the fireplace. Well, you could take that shovel and put the ashes out in that and carry them out and put them in the ash hopper. That had to be. Well, you see, they had to carry water. I've carried 1,000 gallons. Mother would say, now, children, go pour water in the ash hopper. And you couldn't pour too much. You had to pour a bucket in. There's a little trench in the top. And see, this ash hopper was made. And then a little trench in that. Well, you couldn't let it run over. You just put in what had soaked down. Well, she'd go ahead and get ready, and then when that water soaked down them ashes, and then she had a little trough thing at the bottom. And a bucket under that, you see, to catch it. And then she'd put it in her wash pot. And then she'd all of her, back then we had ham bones and shoulder bones and all kinds of bones of meat. She'd put them in her lye.